All right, Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We're visiting with IHSA Executive Director Craig Anderson on December 15th, a Tuesday, and the IHSA Board held their regularly scheduled meeting on Monday the 14th, and IHSA Executive Director Craig Anderson says the Board reiterated on Monday that they plan to do everything in their power to provide a season for every IHSA sport in 2020-2021, and he adds there have been no cancellations of any sports or discussions about canceling any sports thus far. Direct quote from the press release, Merry Christmas, Craig Anderson. Can you elaborate on that, I guess?
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, our board and our staff remain committed on that front. You know, we created schedules and we made some adjustments. But, you know, we're waiting on direction from the Department of Public Health, the governor's office. But, you know, we think that conversation's going to happen soon, and we know that vaccines are now available. And so it's trending towards, we think, a positive outlook for once the calendar turns for us to establish some seasons and go forward and provide opportunities for our students.
So as we speak to you on the 15th, no formal meeting has been set yet between IHSA and IDPH and the governor's office, but you're feeling good that communication is going to happen before the new year.
I do, yeah. We've gotten communication through the deputy governor that while for weeks now he's been telling us that, you know, we're trying to get that communication. I think their work related to the vaccines and getting that process established hopefully is in place, and so I hope that there'll be an opportunity. We've been had a response indicating that it does look like yet this school calendar year we should be able to have an opportunity to engage in a conversation about what the future looks like.
Yeah, and you still want to have a winter season, a spring season, and a summer season. But some moving parts to all of that, and I guess that's being defined right now as what the start dates and finish dates would be for those seasons and what specific sports would be put in those specific seasons?
Yes. Yeah, I think a lot depends on the conversation and if we think there's going to be adjustments or opportunities for different sports depending upon their risk levels at different times. I think when we know that, then we'll have a better idea of when different seasons could be placed, and then obviously get a better outlook of what a season length might look like. Again, trying to provide opportunities for all sports yet this school term. But I think a lot of that is dependent upon what we hear from IDPH when we have that conversation.
So the end date, as we talked to you today, for like the IHSA end date for the 2020-2021 school year or sports season, that would still be a date that would be in the latter portion of June, or are you potentially looking at even extending that beyond June right now, or is that undetermined?
Yeah, it's undetermined at this point. Personally, I think, you know, we should conclude in the end of June and then allow for schools to regroup and prepare for the 2021-2022 school year. But the board, you know, depending upon how this goes, make adjustments accordingly. But no, you're right. No final decision has been made about when we will finish. Right now, it remains on the calendar the 26th of June. Looks like the finishing date. That makes the most sense to me in thinking about how our schools operate. But that is still yet to be determined.
So as it stands now, so, you know, best case scenario in the winter, you'd want basketball played, boys and girls, and then probably spring, you know, the way when you originally announced the modified calendar back in late August or late July, I think it was, you had football in the spring, and then volleyball would be in the spring, and then summer you would have track, and then boys baseball, girls softball, and then boys and girls track. And I can't remember, I think soccer then one of the seasons would be in the summer for boys or girls, and then the other would be one would be in the spring and one be in the summer is what I'm saying. That's kind of what the outline looks at now. So the big question remains wrestling, and that would probably be a summer sport too right now, or is that on the table discussing where to put that at again?
No, we haven't really made any movement since wrestling has been moved to the summer. That's still the plan.
All right. Yeah. And because I want to, so as it stands with a modified calendar now, I can't remember, is it boys soccer in the spring or the summer, and then where is girls soccer at right now?
Yeah, so we have boys soccer in the spring and girls soccer in the summer.
All right, and then volleyball, again, would be a spring sport for the girls as well. And I guess, you know, everybody looks at when the potential start date could be. I know you're hoping for sometime in January. That's what you're really hopeful for. I'm assuming best case scenario is that you can get something established and kids can start the acclimatization period and potentially maybe even play games in January.
Yes, that would be our hope. Yeah, that's what we're hoping comes out of the conversation, and we think that timeline, well, with some adjustments to season ending dates and maybe some season starting dates for the spring and the summer, once we know what the winter looks like, that's our best case scenario, was to get some things going in January and have competitions in January.
Yeah, and then as far as the overlap from season to season, because you're dealing with the calendar of trying to go from, you know, January to June, I'd say, you know, you're working to try basically getting three seasons into 6 months. Have you discussed kind of the overlap from one season to the other? I mean, is there potential for a two-week overlap, or can you shed some light on that?
Yeah, I think that possibility exists now that we've, you know, this season seems like, well, it's definitely the winter season has been reduced in the number of days. It looks like there could be some overlap now when we make the adjustment, making room for all. But the overlap, in order for students to have a, you know, closer to a more fulfilling season, 6 to 8 weeks, again, depending upon the restart happens, it looks like there may have to be more overlap than we had previously planned for.
And then as far as, you know, the state tournament series moving forward for, you know, winter, spring, and summer, you know, when we had the fall sports, it was basically traversing through a sectional format. Is that a discussion item right now, or is the best case scenario you probably only get something like that, a modified postseason? There won't be a true state championship. I know at one time when we talked, you said potentially maybe in the summer, you know, there could be maybe a state championship or a state champion crowned in some of those sports. But where are we in regards to that for state tournaments as it relates to winter, spring, and summer?
Yeah, that discussion continues to be on the table as to what the state series will look like. Our priority now is just getting students engaged, letting them have competitions, and if we can have some form of state series, whatever that looks like, then, you know, I think that's just icing on the cake. But our first priority is to get students back engaged, to create seasons where they can compete, and then we'll navigate what a state series might look like as we know more about those timelines.
All right. The other thing I think that I want to shed some light on, you know, contact days are a big issue, and that's something you're going to put back in place as we get out of these Tier 3 mitigations. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yeah, so the board recognizes that, as we come out of this Tier 3 resurgence mitigations, that we want to get students re-engaged with their coaches. So I think they took the appropriate action yesterday at the meeting to say that when we can resume, depending upon the limits that IDPH will restrict, likely because of the risk level of sport, we want students to be re-engaged with their coaches so that permitting some contact days where coaching instruction can happen in sports that are out of season makes the most sense, in the best interest of our students. getting back to that engagement, giving them some opportunity. And then, you know, depending upon the resumption and the level at which we can resume, then we didn't put an end date necessarily on those contact days, but I think that will come when we know more about future seasons and when those are going to happen.
Yeah, and the way the outline is from the press release, you're talking about 6 hours per student athlete per sport each week. And these are the out-of-season sports and can include practices, drills, and inter-squad scrimmages allowable under IDPH guidance. Competition against any other high school conducted in-state or out-of-state is prohibited. So, again, for example, these if winter sports happen in January, that means the fall sports, spring sports, and summer sports would get the contact days. And the other thing that I appreciate about the IHSA, very transparent with all this information. You know, I read a lot of it. You can go to IHSA.org and read it. And I thought, you know, the other nice thing that they provided this week, Craig Anderson, it was in PDF format, and I looked at it, and you're talking about, you know, there's a lot of questions about spectator guidance. And you have a PDF document that's available at IHSA.org. And as we proceed, you know, we have to follow the IDPH guidelines. And individual schools, they can determine if they want spectators or they don't want spectators. The IHSA is allowing it, but the limitations are basically two separate groups of 50 for basketball games. So one side would be the visitor crowd up to 50, other side of the crowd would be the home crowd would be 50. So that's kind of in all of those pieces of information, like I said, are available at IHSA.org. But those appear to be the key points of that.
Yes, they are. Yeah, and I would say to emphasize, that's assuming that we have permission from IDPH to allow some spectators in, and then obviously we'll work in close connection with that guidance. But that initially is when we're given the clearance to play, and initially when we have IDPH clearance to have some spectators is what came out of our Sports Medicine Advisory Committee discussion relative to those guidelines that should be in place.
All right. We're wrapping up here with IHSA Executive Director Craig Anderson. And I'm going to make just like an editorial comment as I wrap up here because when I looked at the announcement yesterday, okay, you know, the best case scenario was we can, you know, the IHSA announces we're playing immediately. Well, you knew that wasn't going to happen. The worst case scenario is ain't going to, excuse my Allman High School English teacher would be upset at me, ain't going to be no season. That was the worst case scenario. But I think the announcement yesterday, I feel pretty good. I mean, it's not the best case scenario, but it gives us hope about if this meeting occurs between the IHSA and IDPH and the governor's office, representatives from those before December, I think maybe we're getting on the right track. You know, and I it's just frustrating for me to see some pushback that some people aren't even happy with that. I'm frustrated, man. I want to see games. I'm not going to lie about that. But if people, you know, again, this is Jim Taylor speaking, not Craig Anderson. If people think they're going to get anything close to normal this year in Illinois as it relates to high school sports, when you have to follow these mitigations that come from beyond the IHSA, from the IDPH, and then ISBE's involved in the governor's office, you ain't getting normal. It's going to be an abnormal year, however we can piece this together. Now, hopefully it's only this year and we can get back to normal, but I just hope people understand that there's give and take in all of this now, and you're not going to get a regular season with any sport you're really involved in. And I just want to make sure people understand that right now, whatever we get, we should be hopeful for the student athlete that they get opportunities in the 2021 portion of this school year. And what the IHSA is saying this week, they want to have all the sports this year. I'm happy with that. I think most people should be happy with that, but we're dealing with a pandemic still, you know, almost a year later. So those are pieces to the puzzle right now. But that's just what I kind of wanted to say, because I get a little frustrated when I see people, they criticize whatever, and I'm like, well, I thought that was a pretty good announcement this week. You don't have to say anything, Craig Anderson. I just wanted to speak my piece to that. See, I'm getting mad because I don't have any games to broadcast, so I'm hoping the youngsters can get some opportunity. I hope the people in the great state of Illinois follow mitigations. I hope the vaccine is truly Operation Warp Speed and we get that thing distributed. And by next year, next school year, it'll be a regular year, and we have fans that can go to the games. It's a regular fall, winter, and spring season, and we'll look back and tell these unbelievable stories about what happened during the pandemic in high school sports. So that's how I'm going to end it, and I wish you and all the staff at the IHSA a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and I hope we see kids competing in sports and activities in the new year. So thank you very much for your time today.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks, Jim. You too as well.
IHSA Executive Director Craig Anderson with us on WRMJ.